Three, two, one, ghost. Hey, everybody. Welcome to 3, 2, 1, Ghost. As always, I'm your host with the silent G, Kyle, and joined by my pal Natalie, who is calling in with me from some random island off the coast of Central America. We are handcuffed together, stuck in the woods, and we're here to talk about blood. What are we talking about? What is this movie called?
Pinata Survival Demon Island.
So, sorry, everybody. So this movie's called Pinata Survival Island, or it's called Demon Island, or it's just called Survival Island. But when I put in Pinata in Tubi, God bless Tubi, by the way, so
yeah,
I didn't
we
have to
love
pay
Tubi.
for this.
Shout out to them.
If you just put in Pinata, it'll show up.
Yeah, very
But
true.
it shows up as Demon Island in Tubi. But hey, everybody, we're talking about the 2002... whatever you want to call this movie. First things first, though, how you doing, Natalie?
I'm doing fantastic. I think a more important question is what I should be asking myself is, why do I let you choose movies? But we'll get to that. Why did you choose this movie, Kyle?
So, I don't know why. You know, first of all, gosh, here's my thing. First of all, Natalie, you know, we're into the drudges of January. You know, it's cold, but we don't have like at least the holiday energy around us or the excitement for the new year, only to get just very depressed only 1 week into it. And you know, I was like, what is the furthest from January I can get? And I was like, you know what? I want to live on some island time. And I'm like, what are, and this whole started, the whole thing started as me being like, hey, what if I just suggested a bunch of just tropical island horror movies? Of course, other than like, I Still Know What You Did Last Summer, or we could cover it again. Happy to.
No.
But I was like, what if we just did a whole month of island movies? And I tried to pitch it to you, but I feel like it was not landing super great, kind of like a giant ceramic pinata just thud to the ground. But
It wasn't your worst idea, but it also wasn't your best. So, yes, Kyle did pitch this idea to me. And then what it turned into is I said, well, I'll let you pick one. How about we do one island movie? And he said, I know just the movie.
and I made you pay for it. I don't have any strong attachments to this movie. I think I was just more shocked that you hadn't seen it. Because, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, you know. Well, first of all, you know, you've noted on this podcast that you are a pretty devoted fan of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
This is true.
And you have, from time to time, explored other pieces of media that star character, you know, the stars from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, right? So I would think some cheesy horror movie on an island starring Nicholas Brendon, if you knew about it, you would be watching this, right?
That isn't the worst assumption to make. I did know that this movie existed, but I forgot that it existed, so I never went back to it. But it is fair to say that if I see that someone who has been on Buffy, maybe even for an episode, is in a movie, I might watch it. But especially if it's a main character. Nicholas Brendon is a little bit of an exception, only because he's not a great actor. Even on Buffy, he's not the greatest actor. But in 2002, he was looking pretty good. I will say that.
Yeah, I think it was somewhere like in his, I, you know, he's a producer on this movie.
He
So
sure is.
yeah, so he must have been able to dictate like, hey, I'm not wearing sleeves this whole
Oh
fucking
no.
show. Okay.
He's like, this is your ticket to the gun show. Like
Yeah. And yeah, I don't know. I've watched this movie. It must have been like playing on like Sci-Fi Channel or something, because I remember like it must have been about when it was out, which is like, you know, 2002. So I would have been, I don't know, freshman, sophomore, high school, something like that. But I guess this must have been right before we met or were really hanging out, because I feel like this would be a call Natalie, we need to watch this movie together situation, because you'd be the only one that would be willing to.
Absolutely. This was definitely before we had met each other. So otherwise, I would have seen this movie because you would have made me watch it. But in all fairness, I will give you credit. Some of my favorite things that I've ever watched, you showed me. So I'll give you 5 boos for that, but also some of the shittiest things I've ever watched as well.
I like to balance the scales.
It's polarizing.
So here we are watching this movie. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's watch it. And, you know, I was thinking just between one, how, you know, kind of low budget the situation is, and the constantly changing names. I'll be honest, anyone who's listening right now, hey, thank you. Good on you. 'Cause I'm prepared that this to for this to be the lowest listened to episode of all.
I am too. But what I do like about a movie like
I'm a little
this,
loosey-goosey today.
yeah, I'm like, what I do like about a movie like this, if you are listening, yes, thank you. But also, this is one of the few times I'm going to say you don't need to watch this movie to listen to this episode. I am totally fine with spoiling things for you. I don't think you need to take the hour and 35 minutes to watch it.
Hour and 25 minutes. It's a
25 minutes? Oh God.
it's
It
brisk.
yeah, it's real brisk, but it feels so long at the same time. So even if this episode landed at the same timing of the movie, I think you'd have a better time listening to us talk about it than you would actually watching it. Is that fair?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay.
So, shockingly, there is no award section on its IMDb page. So, and
Gasp.
this is directed by, I assume, two brothers, Scott Hillenbrand and
Gotta be.
David Hillenbrand. Written and directed and produced by this group. Normally, I'd be like, yeah, I love a consistent singular vision, but maybe a couple more cooks in the kitchen would have been helpful this time around. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. I noticed that it was the same, like the two brothers that came up with this like wild idea and were like, let's write and direct it. It's perfect. We don't need any notes.
Who are clearly the two detectives at the very end of the movie.
Yeah, because they're like twins, right?
Because they look so much alike, and you're like,
I didn't even think of that would be them. I just realized they're twins. I was like, how weird, twin detectives.
to go through all of that situation and then finally to get rescued, and the detectives are sitting next to you and they're twins. I just would be focusing on that and be like, that's so weird. What a weird bow to tie on this story.
I feel like the pinata wasn't even the weirdest part of this weekend. It's these twin detectives.
So, like we mentioned, you know, we've got Buffy alum Nicholas Brendon, who stars in this. We also have Jamie Priestley, who Jamie Priestley is, I don't, you know, Jamie Priestley, I think, like most people, you kind of put in that echelon of, you know, Pam Anderson, Carmen Electra, Denise Richards, who else am I forgetting? Like, but just like that ilk.
Yeah, she's just
She was a swimsuit model, right? Probably.
she's just so hot, like, and has been, like, and she's very silly. Like, I think that's what I like about her, but in this movie you see it a lot. What I remember most about Jamie Priestley, she's always looked very healthy, even through the early 2000s. Like, yes, she's thin, but she's fucking ripped. Like, you can tell this girl eats her protein and works out. Like, she's not skipping meals to look like that. I really always appreciated that about her. I really love her in Not Another Teen Movie as the mean cheerleader.
Oh, she's, I mean, okay, so she doesn't, it's not her fault. It's the script's fault in this.
Yeah.
And I think because the script's so bad, she's phoning this in, because she's pretty entertaining normally
Oh,
and
yeah.
really funny. So I like her as an actress.
I do too.
I haven't really watched a whole lot of My Name Is Earl, but people seem to be fans of it.
Yeah,
And
there are a
she's in
lot of
that.
fans of that. Yeah, she's in that.
The only other recognizable person, well, actually, let me pause here. We've got as our pinata, We do have an industry legend here. Did we give him an industry legend status during
think
Child's
so.
Play? Ed Gale?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Ed Gale plays our pinata, or our demon who is inside a pinata suit. So he plays a demon
Whatever.
wearing a pinata suit, essentially. So always a pleasure to have him. And because that is like absolutely not like my least favorite part of this movie is this pinata and its design and it's the fuckery it participates in.
It's not your least favorite, is what he
It's
said.
not my least favorite part of this
No,
movie.
I agree. I agree.
And then the only other recognizable person I could see is Nate Richard, who plays Jake. He was Harvey in Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Yeah.
I just love him. I think he's so cute. The other one that I recognize is Eugene Bird. He was, this is funny. So he was in 8 Mile, which is, I think, what I mostly recognize him from. But he was also in one of the Anaconda sequels
Right. And
called Anacondas, The Hunt for the Blood Orchid. Have I seen it? Yes.
do you think Eugene Bird was listening to Lose Yourself, and then once he hears Mekhi Phifer get name checked, he's like, oh fuck, man, there's still a little bit left of this song. Maybe he shouts out Eugene Bird. I don't know.
No.
Maybe I get immortalized. Yeah.
He did not.
Good for Mekhi Phifer though.
We love him.
Right.
He's an industry legend too. He's got
Sure.
other horror credit.
Yeah, shout out to industry legend Mekhi Phifer. Oh yeah.
He's not even in this. It's okay.
Yeah. There's really not a lot of information on the production history of this movie, or at least certainly, I mean, the Wikipedia page only has a couple sentences. Looking through IMDb, some other sources, you don't really see a lot, but and maybe they're just like, you know what? Maybe we don't need to know how the sausage is made. I think you can see how
You kind of can
cheaply and
see, yeah.
you can kind of see the seams already. I don't know.
It also has no Rotten Tomatoes score. It has a 20% audience score, no critic score.
Yeah, critics just knew ahead of time. No, thank
They're
you.
like, we're not fucking with this.
Yeah, gosh, you'd think some random, publication just to get its name on the DVD cover,
Yeah, why not?
yeah. And that being said, I don't know what else to say about this movie. I will tell you right now, I was, I hadn't seen it since, in like 20 something years, right? And then I was like, you know what? Let's fuck around. Let's have a good time. We're on island time. Let's suggest this movie.
Did you
And
like it the first time you watched it 20 years ago?
no, I was
Okay.
prepared to come into this giving it zero booze. Absolutely.
Okay.
Is that where I'm gonna land? We're gonna find out. I don't know.
We'll see.
We'll see. But yeah, I'm ready to hop into this movie and try and figure this out. How about you?
Me too. Let's do it.
So the one funny thing about this movie is like, first of all, 85 minutes normally. Ooh, chef's kiss. Celebrate that. But this is an 85 minutes where this is like a 42 minute movie, and they are trying to pad this out. Just, I don't know if there was some contractual obligation, or maybe there's some minimum amount of minutes for it to legally qualify as a movie that they
I think
had to
that's
hit.
actually true. You have to hit a certain amount of minutes to be a feature film.
Oh, okay. Sure. That's news to me, but sure.
I'm pretty sure that I read that or saw that in some random documentary of where they were talking about trying to make a movie longer so that they could actually have it be considered a movie and not a short film.
I'm good to run with that. So, they really need to lay out this lore, and it is, I don't want to say borderline or just straight up, maybe possibly racist. But you have this fictional, and I tried to look up this village and to see if this actually exists, and I don't see
Wow.
anything about it, but there's this fictional tribe and village in Central America, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of years ago, who knows? Let me see if I can explain it so I understand it myself, you
Oh,
know.
Jesus. Let's see if you can explain it in less than 7 minutes. How's that?
So there's a tribe that was doing pretty well, then they started not doing very well, like hit like with some random plague or pestilence or whatever. So it is true that pinatas were used in like Aztec cultures. Like they would fill it with treasures and they would break them as like a tribute to their gods. However, in this, what this shaman does is like, hey, everybody, we're gonna do a pinata situation where we're gonna build a mean ass fucking pinata and put all of our bad stuff in it. So everyone goes in a line and he's like, give me your bad soul stuff and I'll put it in this pinata. And then we're gonna put treats in a nice pinata next to it. So they take the mean pinata that's got all the bad spirits and chuck it in the creek and say
I
goodbye.
just hope for the best
Hope for the best.
instead of putting it in a safe location.
Yeah. And then they break open the good fortune pinata and everyone's stoked. And the village, I guess, becomes prosperous again. And we cut to, well, current day. By current day, I mean 23, 24 years ago in 2002. The
Good
peak
job.
of modern culture.
That took you a minute and a half.
It's pretty good.
It, very good. I'm one of, I think the time frame in which I texted you, I was like, hey, I'm gonna start this movie. And then I want to say about 4 minutes into the backstory telling, I texted you and was like, we're 4 minutes into the lore of this pinata. And it took a full 7 minutes. That is honestly my biggest complaint about this movie because I didn't need all this backstory. They could have explained it so quickly as you just, showed us.
Yeah. And then, but then we'd be at like 78 minutes or something.
Exactly.
And then, yeah, just complete with some, really bad acting. It looks like kind of like a, like a mid-Saturday History Channel reenactment situation,
Yes, yes.
but somehow even worse.
Yeah.
Everyone looks awkward, like they're looking around. Some people just kind of look at the camera, It's clearly they're not actors. Nor are they part of an ancient Aztec tribe.
No.
And then, yeah, just with some very clunky dialogue, what was it? I wrote it down where it's like, they proceeded on a difficult many day journey. But allegedly, though, whatever, creek or river they dumped this thing into flows directly into the ocean, which made its way, I don't know how many miles across the ocean into this island.
Oh, I just thought that that creek was like on the island that the college students end up being on.
No, you watch it sift, you watch it go into the ocean and drift off. And then
It
that's
made
when
it
you cut
really, it
to
made it really far without being disturbed.
100%.
That's impressive,
Yeah.
honestly.
So this is when we introduce these kids.
Oh, God, there's
Fuck,
so many of them.
I know there's way too many. So you've got Nicholas Brendon who plays Kyle, right? You've got Jamie Priestley, she's Tina Presley, sorry. Don't mind me, y'all. And so Kyle and Tina were together until they are not together because maybe Tina's study buddy tried to make a move on her and
We broke up first and asked questions later.
yeah. So they're on some shaky ground right now. And Kyle explains a little bit, bit of this to, his pal Doug. Doug's like, you cheat? Did she cheat? You cool if I go
Yeah, you cool if I go hit
I go
that?
hit that. And then let's see. So Kyle, Tina, and Doug, we got Lisa, we got Carmen, we got Jake, we got Larry, we got Bob. Connie, did I say Connie already? So
Monica, Paul. Oh
I
no, those are
really,
the organizers.
there is no reason to remember any of these names anyway, outside of
No.
maybe Kyle and Tina, just because they're
Yeah.
the only ones that have any sort of other things to talk about other than oh, that's a pinata. Fuck, we're dead kind of situation, right?
Yeah, I mean, one nice and simple thing about this movie, I guess, is as soon as you get any backstory about Kyle and Tina, you're like, oh, there are survivors. Easy.
Definitely. Now, so my understanding is that they all attend an American university that must have a campus in Central America somewhere. It's called Woodson University. And there is an island that this university owns, right?
Okay.
That And on this island exists a research facility for the university to research something. I don't know, but they've got the sign there on the beach
Yeah.
saying research, you know. And also, they use this for this annual underwear contest to celebrate Cinco de Mayo and support charity. So.
It's a lot. I wonder how much it costs to get all of them to this island. Like, that feels like a lot of the school budget or the frat house budget.
Well, I don't know. I was trying to figure out what pays for all of this, but
Same.
they've got their boats, like those kind of like, you know, tube boats. I don't know what you fucking call those types of boats, like raft boats,
Yeah, sure.
which say the university on the side. So the university owns these boats where they can apparently just go across the ocean. I know those types of boats can get that
No,
far.
they probably come off of another boat or a small dock somewhere nearby.
I
Those
don't
boats
know.
don't make it far.
But you see them like they're traversing the ocean in the beginning.
Yeah, but I mean, for a short distance, they could do that probably.
Maybe, but it.
They're not making like a day's long journey out of it. Also, can we talk about their little trip? Throwing whatever fucking plastic balls back and forth over the ocean.
Well, there's a lot of environmental concern in this movie for
Yeah.
me.
Yeah.
Certainly it starts with that, and all of the underwear and trash that is just purposefully strewn all over this island. But
So much paper tr and just plastic trash everywhere.
you get to this island, everyone gets off these boats, and then they're greeted by Paul and Monica, who are alumni of one of the frats and one of the sorority houses, sure. And they are, I guess they're the ones that put underwear all over the island.
I think so. That's why they have the ATVs.
Right? So they welcome them and say, "Hey, everybody, this is our Cinco de Mayo annual celebration of when we have an underwear collecting scavenger hunt party." To honor Cinco de Mayo and for charity. And so there you go. So you're supposed to be paired up, one frat guy and one sorority girl. They get handcuffed together, mind you, and they each have to go collect underwear for the day, and then whoever comes back with the most underwear wins. There you go. As you do, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever participate in something like this?
No, never in my life. Number one, I don't like group activities, so there's that. Number two, pencil throwback. Three, you could never find me like having any type of sisterhood situation. Like, I could never be a sorority girl. I could be a house mother because I'm bossy and maternal, but I couldn't be doing activities like this. Like, when they were all cheering and like having fun on the boats, I literally was like, I threw up in my mouth a little bit. I was like, this would be the total opposite of fun to me. Like, imagine walking around handcuffed to another person, mosquitoes, humidity, dirtiness everywhere. You're handcuffed to a sweaty person that maybe you've just met. The only thing that could be hot about that is if your like partner is attractive and like we get there. If your partner is attractive, then it's like, okay, now we're handcuffed together. That's kind of fun. But other than that, like there's no, oh, and then they said the panties are donated from the frat houses, and I'm like, ew. Are we picking up dirty underwear?
Yeah.
Yeah, gross.
How much underwear between all of them? Because it is a shit ton of
It's
underwear all over
so
this
much
island.
underwear because they're counting like upwards of 200 something pairs of underwear each. So, how many people were like, yeah, here, take five, take all my dirty laundry. Why not?
These alumni judges, Paul and Monica, lead them to the camp, explain the rules. You get a little bit of bonus trivia where, it's where they ask about the origins of Cinco de Mayo. You get a couple, frankly, racist answers.
Yeah, clearly they're none of them are history majors.
Tina gets it right by saying, like, the independence of Mexico. And then, you get the shot of, like, Nicholas Brendon being like, well, I need to get a question more right because I am now intimidated and fucking, I don't know,
Insecure.
insecure because of this. They each get paired up and, gasp. Guess who gets paired up together?
Oh my gosh, of course
Kyle
it's
and
Kyle and
Tina.
Tina.
Oh no.
Awkward.
This is also where it's like, oh, the music drives me crazy in this movie
Oh
now,
God,
Holly.
it's so bad.
Because it's this like
So bad.
remix of, and I'm sorry, I don't know the name of the song, but that,
Yes, yes.
it just playing like way too long as everyone, all the teams are getting assigned and being handcuffed together. And
Yeah.
you're just like, Jesus Christ, this is just.
All of the
Yeah.
music in this movie is so bad, and the sound design is also like makes me want to just pull my ears right off of my head.
And I wonder who is in charge of the captions for this movie. Because I think we both talked about certain scenes where it, like, said like dramatic hip hop. And I was like,
Yeah, that
or you're
made me
like,
laugh.
is it?
I was like, is this hip hop? Is it dramatic?
I was like, our theme song is more dramatic hip hop than the music to this. And
Ooh, I hope you make a dramatic hip hop version of our theme song for the
oh
intro.
gosh. Oh, maybe.
Yeah,
We'll
if you've got
see.
extra time.
So we've got our teams paired and then they run off. Kyle and Tina are bickering and they're like, we're just gonna sit here and wait this out.
So dumb. Would
So
like
dumb.
wouldn't it be better to focus your energy on something else?
Right?
Like, why not just try to win? Like, use that rage to fuel you to win.
Or at least I'd be like, hey, let's figure out a way to get this handcuff off first, and then I'm just gonna go do my thing, or
Sure.
just like go get a beer, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, but again, so you watch all of these pairs of kids go through the island, and again, it's just like fucking trashed with, not only do you have underwear just thrown through the trees and in the bushes and shit,
Everywhere.
but you also have like plastic bags full of underwear buried in the ground. Like, what happens if no
Yeah.
one finds all of
Yeah, or
this?
you forget that you put them there. There's,
Yeah.
yeah, it's really bad.
Yeah, I was just really upset by that the whole time,
Yeah,
to
same.
be
I was thinking the
honest to
same thing.
you.
I was like, oh my gosh, the environmental impact that this one event is having.
Yeah. At least thankfully they come across this piñata pretty quickly. One of the groups, which is Lisa and Bob, Lisa comes across this, giant ass thing. And clearly this is not one of the piñatas that also our judges let them know were located throughout the island, filled with booze and things like that.
And for clarity, if you haven't seen this movie, we're talking regular ass piñatas. Like you've seen them before, you've seen them at grocery stores, you've seen them at birthday parties. They're clearly made out of cardboard. They have tissue and like multicolor. They're shaped like little donkeys and fun shapes. Like that's the piñatas that are everywhere. But this pinata doesn't look like a pinata at all. I wouldn't think that was a pinata if I saw it. I would just be like, oh, this looks like something very ancient and old. I probably shouldn't fuck with it and think that there's tequila inside.
In our last episode, Nightmare on Elm Street 3, I was talking about paper mache because that somehow is a core component of that movie. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, you put two completely different cultures in different parts of the world, and they'll both come up to a way to just attach pieces of paper to cardboard with glue.
I mean, gotta
That's
entertain
exciting.
yourself somehow.
Yeah, like life finds a way, you know?
We're all the same.
It's beautiful. So they investigate this thing, and again, like I said, it's clearly not one of those, you know, just cardboard regular ones that we are already seeing throughout the island. This thing is like also like fucking huge. I'd say this thing's like 4 feet tall.
And it was too heavy for them to move.
Yeah. So they drag it out of this creek and decide, hey, let's break this fucker open. Not. I would have just left it alone.
We
I
just
don't know.
left it. There was another pinata fucking 10 feet away
Yeah. I'd be like,
that
let's.
definitely was more festive and filled with tequila. This one looks like it's filled with fucking negative energy.
So they don't even entirely break it open, but even just putting a crack in it, basically, my understanding is that it releases all of the sins and bad energy of this village, and also allows the pinata to become sentient or possessed by a demon. Because I don't know where the demon thing played in the origin part in the beginning of the movie. They don't mention this demon. They just put everyone's just bad energy in there and then they just piss it off. But I guess maybe all the bad energy also like a cancer just births a demon in there. I don't
That's kind of
know.
what. Okay, so I came up with my own lore to make this lore better. And what my
Love it.
theory is, as it was adrift on the sea, all this negative energy and all these sins have just been like festering in this pinata. And I mean, obviously we got some magic shit going on, right? So maybe just them just being inside of this pinata, just eventually they got creative, combined forces, and were like, what if we all just like wait this out and take over the body of this pinata as soon as somebody sets us free? Because you'd think they would just want to escape, but they don't.
Ooh, the souls of the or the
That's yeah, like you'd think that if you cracked open the pinata that everything would just like free itself.
and I thought that's what was happening, was that all the souls or the whatever fly away and then
No, not until the death of the pinata. They just seem to be stuck with this pinata. So maybe they just soaked in that ocean water and they were just stuck in there. So they decided they were going to take revenge.
Reminds me of Ghostbusters 2, you know, where it's the slime that, you know, can either house bad energy, or good energy, which makes the toaster dance or the Statue of Liberty walk, right? So I guess maybe kind of similar situation. I don't know.
It could be. Yeah, but that's kind of what I like thought was like, okay, they just were in there for so long, they really didn't know what else to do.
This demon takes over this pinata, Natalie, and I like this little fucker, to be fair. I think it's kind of fun when he's on screen. Like, yeah, he looks bad. He looks like a Power Rangers villain, you know?
Oh my gosh, yes! He does look like a Power Rangers villain. That makes me like him more.
Yeah, right? And
Okay.
fucking first things first, just grabs like a shovel and just starts bashing in the head of Bob.
Which is fun that he likes to bash people in because, I mean, that's what you do to pinatas.
Yeah, that's his go-to, right? Just go over and just
Yeah.
smash people up and hang them up.
Yeah.
I would have liked to see more hanging up and then smashing. He never treats someone exactly like a pinata. He does hang them up after the fact.
Afterwards, yeah, which was fun,
Yeah.
but I agree. I would have liked to see him hang somebody up and then beat them because even like he could beat him in half.
Yeah.
That could have been fun. But I wonder if that was like a budget restriction issue.
Probably because, yeah, I would
Yeah,
have liked to
the
see
effects.
someone get hung up and then just smashed in enough times in their lower torso where the torso rips open and then like all the guts fall
Yeah.
out like candy. You know what I mean?
100%. We needed that. Yeah.
And then he picks it up and eats it off the ground and puts some in his
Oh my
pockets.
gosh. Yes. That would be so good. I
Yeah.
think they were trying to pull that off with Bob afterwards by just having him hung up to kind
Yeah.
of paint that picture. Save a little money.
Yeah. So Lisa is able to escape. for now. Good for her.
Traumatized.
Yeah. But yeah, this little demon, he's just running around. Like, I don't, he has no purpose other than just to smash in skulls and just kind of cause havoc.
Yeah, you'd think that he would just kind of like, what would he do? I wonder if he made it through this, if he killed all of them. Like, would he just chill on the island?
And just sit there and be like, Rrr. And just started, and just kind of swing his shovel around, just hitting stuff. I don't know. Probably find some
Waiting for
more,
the research team to come
probably
back.
finding some more deer, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. So back at the camp, Kyle and Tina are still there, and they make a deal to begrudgingly do this competition together. He kind of like almost like threatens her a little bit.
Yeah, he does. And then like starts
Yeah.
like pulling pu like he's like I'll like drag you around. And I
Yeah.
was like, dang, that like you could break her wrist. Like, I guess you'd have to go.
Right. Lisa, meanwhile, finds Larry and Connie who've been paired together. But they think she's crazy and high, which I mean, she is a little high, whatever. But
Yeah. Doesn't mean you would see like a piñata murder someone.
yeah, I'm like, even in, I mean, I don't know, I can only speak for myself, but like, I'm just thinking, even the fucking absolute highest I've ever been in my life, I'm not seeing things animate and
No.
kill people. You know what I mean?
No. Not from a little bit of pot.
Yeah. So she runs off towards camp. And then, let's see, who is it? Paul and Monica are the judges. So she explains to them, and they at least give her some credit. Like, well, somehow you broke free, and Bob's not here, so we'll at least go and investigate.
I do like that she calls him Bill at one
Yeah.
point. She's like, Bill is dead. And they're like, Bob, bitch.
Well, because he calls her Bill too, or she calls him Bill early, and he corrects her. So it's
Yeah.
supposed to be, yeah,
Yeah.
humor, I suppose.
But it's more so like, oh, great, now she seems less credible.
Yeah. So Paul and Monica get on their ATVs to go look for Bob. So now we pivot back to Larry and Connie, who have just buffed or rebuffed Lisa. Fuck, they should have listened. Because they die here. And this is, I like Connie's death with the shovel to the back of the head.
Oh yeah, I guess they're a good smush.
Yeah. I
I
liked
like it goes, where's the shovel?
right? And I like what was it, Larry? I don't know, it's like something like Kappa Chi or whatever his name, whatever the name of his frat is, but he like finds that pinata of the dick, and he walks over and he's like, yes, and he just kisses it right on the tip and goes, Kappa Chi, hell yeah, or like whatever he's and I'm like, you know what, man, you seem like a free spirit, good for you.
Yeah, he's having a great time.
Yeah, because you know, in 2002, when someone I think could really be you know, there's, yeah, just a lot of homophobic energy in young men. I feel like
He was feeling secure
good for
in
him.
his masculinity and sexuality, I guess you could say.
And then he dies off camera, which because it's so far, I'm like between Bob and which is it wasn't much, right? Because I think just because of the lack of budget, you know, you can't get too gory. But so far, I was like, okay, hey, the kills are. You know, you see the shovel hit the fucking head, and hey, something splats blood out. So I'm like, at least they're showing us something. I was prepared for way less.
I was prepared for less blood, but when I saw that it had an R rating, I was like, okay, like we'll at least get something. But this, I think that the thing that makes the kills a little bit lackluster is this weird effect that they put on the pinata. So there's two things happening at once. There's this sound that plays when he's around that I guess is supposed to be like the screaming and suffering of the villagers.
Guess so.
And then there's this weird, like, I don't know how to describe it. It's almost like a glitchy effect, like where he's like just kind of twitching towards you. And I wonder how shitty it looked before they did that for them to add that on, because I think that looks real shitty. I almost would rather see him just kind of trotting along, you know, like in his little with his little pinata body just smashing people's heads in. I think that would have been fine.
I agree. Yeah, like a Power Rangers villain, you know?
Yeah, like I think that would, because it's not, this isn't a scary movie, so we don't need them to try to make it scary. Like they could just have him running around like a little scary pinata, and then when he smashes someone's head in, great, perfect.
Yeah, basically, if they need it to move ever, they're like, we need to either shoot this like in slow motion with this weird blurry effect to show the movement, but it always looks bad. I
Which
agree.
is weird because it is a man in a suit.
Yeah.
So it moves, but maybe it just didn't move fast enough. Maybe it was like difficult for him, like it restricted his movement. I don't know.
Yeah, see, and unfortunately, we never got any more sequels to this because at least, you think, Tim Burton's Batman, how bad, he had to like move his whole body over because he couldn't like t just turn his neck. And it took them what, 16 years, maybe 19 years between, I don't think even Batman Begins, he was turning his neck yet. So between Batman in 89 and The Dark Knight in 2005, it took him that long to figure out the technology for Batman to move his neck. Pinata never had a chance, Natalie. So they had
I
to do
guess
with
you're
what they
right.
had.
I guess you're right.
So Paul and Monica, the judges, the adults in the room, I suppose, they come across Kyle and Tina, who are still arguing, doing their bickering. And I think this is when they, ex you know, or Tina tries to explain, like, oh, I told you what happened. Like, he just tried to kiss me and then I pushed him off and I haven't seen him, And then fucking, whatever Kyle's doing, he's just being like, oh, well, I don't know. I don't trust you and this and this and this
I
and
don't want to
this.
admit to being wrong.
Yeah, it's more just that. Like, he doesn't want to admit to being wrong. He's just been too deep, Like, he's some 41 in too deep. So they tell Kyle and Tina, like, hey, y'all, we're just gonna undo these cuffs right now. You guys got to get back to camp. Kyle, I need you to signal for the rest to get back as well. Just in case, we do not know what's going on, but something may have happened to Bob. So they get back to camp, and I guess maybe, I don't know, fucking Kyle had the time to think about it because he's just like, hey, you know what? I miss you, T. Let's get back together. Let's make this a thing again. And she's like, I miss you too. And then,
I liked your slight little southern twang you put on that for Jimmy
because
Priestley.
I know, I'm sorry. But hey, in case you were concerned, they are back together. They are in lockstep
Oh,
again.
thank goodness.
Yeah. Kina, Tile, whatever you want to call them.
I like tile.
Tile. Yeah, they're back together. So, meanwhile, Paul and Monica continue looking for Bob, and boy, do they find him. He is
Oh.
just hanging from a tree with all of his guts strewn about, hanging to and fro.
I kind of had hope for this movie when this moment happens, because I was like, oh, that is really disturbing.
And like, isn't the worst like model of
No,
like
it
I said,
looks
look,
pretty decent.
that's the thing. It's like in this movie, like some of it like looks okay. Like certainly looks passable.
It definitely is passable.
Right? So let's see. I put it down as Harvey, but I've who's the guy that plays, so like Nate Richard, Jake. So we've got Jake and Carmen. Yes, Jake and Carmen who are together. And this is when we get at least his death. Carmen is able to escape. But I don't know. See, I was thinking between them finding Bob hanging from the tree and then also Jake's death, I was like, okay, now we're cooking. Because this, you get a full ass testicle rip. This thing lifts him up off the ground, fucking reaches just into his dick insides, pulls it all out, shows it to him like a fucking asshole. Just to fucking disrespect him too. And that's where I'm like, okay, this thing's a little petty. I like this too. Like,
Is
this
that
is
what you texted me saying, like, I like this little pinata?
yeah.
It's
I like
around
this
that
little
time.
fucker. So he's dead as fuck, and then Carmen manages to escape. So that's nice. Now, obviously, chaos is starting to happen. People are finding out that something is afoot. So let's see. Paul and Monica call Kyle on the radio back at the camp, and they say, "Hey, we found half a Bob,
Half a
and
bob.
half a Bob, and you need to get to the boats. You get whoever you have and get off. We'll get the rest and we'll get off on the second boat." But it's way too fucking late though, because the pinata understands modern boats
Of course he does.
and knew to go to the beach and knew to destroy them.
Kyle, this motherfucker has been in the water for what? Centuries? I think he knows a little bit about boats.
Oh
He's
my
been
gosh.
seeing them fucking zippity-doo-dah by.
Really? How long do you think it took just to clear the ocean and then get to the island and then get to that creek in the island where it just stayed
Fucking
there in
know,
mud?
but I'm assuming it saw a boat or two.
It's all just fucking taking mental notes.
Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely learning.
So Lisa's freaking out. Meanwhile, she's getting visions of all the villagers and the pinata. Lisa's performance is probably my favorite in this movie because she gets the most to do.
She
She gets
does,
to do
yeah.
the, like, she gets all of the, like, "We need to get off this island. I should have left that thing in the mud. God
That
damn it."
yeah, her like her shaky
Yeah.
trauma, that she's got going on. I don't think she's that bad. She's okay.
You know what? She gets the assignment. She knows what
Yeah,
movie she's in.
exactly.
So Paul and Monica get ambushed on their ATVs and are chased by the pinata. Again, another example of, like, man, this goes on too long. Like this back and forth between bad shots of, like, them driving the ATVs and this thing clearly not running or moving as fast as the ATVs. Because they show it in slow motion, like cross, like, and then you show, I don't know, like,
They probably tried like using the footage sped up as well, and that looked way worse. So they were like, all right, let's just put it on slow-mo, put a little da-da-da-da blurry, glitchy effect on it. And honestly, I would bet that they spent a lot of the budget on these ATVs.
yeah.
Yeah. Those rentals weren't cheap.
You know, one side thing I remember now is between it was like Monica, Carmen, and Tina. I guess I just didn't remember this being that common in 2002, but those real, like, tiny lens, like
Oh, yeah.
glasses, like everyone thinks they're fucking Lara Croft, you know?
Yeah. Terrible.
It's
Not
real
a
bad.
good, yeah, not a good time for sunglasses.
The pinata is able to catch up to them, shockingly. And this is when we get Paul's death, which again, I think is, like, okay, because you see him break some bones and you see some bones pop out of
Yeah.
Paul's
Yeah.
leg. So I'm like, okay, cool, all
He's
right.
breaking fucking limbs.
He just breaks some limbs and he's like, "You know what? Fuck this. Here, let me just get back to skull smashing." What am
Yeah,
I doing?
I like that he's taking a sweet time with a leg, and then he's like, or
Because he fucking just, like, walks around, yeah, just, like, kind of like this slow, just kind of Oompa Loompa kind of pace. It's terrible. And of course, each time, like, there's, like, three different, like, times where, like, the guy is killed and the woman just stands there just screaming the whole
yeah.
time instead of just getting the
Run,
fuck
girl.
out. And I'm just like, even when, and it's even more frustrating when, like, Paul is like, "Run, run, fucking run."
Yeah, he's like, I'm literally willing to die for you to have a chance to survive. Run. Honestly, you wouldn't even have to tell me to run. I'd see him break your leg and I'd be like, oh, bye, Kyle.
The
Peace
pitter-patter, pitter-patter
out.
to
Yeah,
that,
uh-oh. If you can't
yeah.
run, you're not coming with me.
So back, Monica manages to escape though. And then back at the camp, we still have Kyle, Tina, and Lisa, who are sitting around the campfire waiting for anybody else to show up, because you still have Let me think. Who's left alive out there? Like, there's those three. Then you've got Monica, who's now on her own and who manages to escape this thing. And then you have Doug and Nakani. Or is that Doug and Carmen? Yeah, Connie was with someone else. I don't know. Like I said, it doesn't, the names don't matter.
Does it matter?
No. So, but there's some other couple that's still out there right now. Lisa is
Oh yeah,
describing.
Connie is still alive at this point, right?
You're right. So you've got Doug. Fuck, goddamn. Why are we even doing this? You've got Doug and Connie that are out there. And then we also have Carmen, who escaped after the testicle rip. And then you have, what's her face? Monica, who escaped after the bone breaks and the skull smash of Paul. Right. So. Kyle, Tina, and Lisa. I'm getting really good with these names, Natalie. They're all
Yeah, you're doing
sitting
a good job. I'm proud of you.
across this campfire. And again, how quickly they're able to figure out what this thing is, because she just happens to like describe like, oh yeah, it's, you know, we don't know. We thought it was a pinata. And then Nicholas Brendon, who is our like group historian, as we've established early on, goes, did this have hooves? And she, you know, and she was like, well, I don't know. It was moving pretty fast. Like, I'm not sure. Somehow, was it though?
Was
And he's like, oh, this now reminds me of this story, and then proceeds to tell the story again about this village that. At least he does it in under 7 minutes.
He does, but he tells the whole fucking story again. Like, we as an audience need to hear it again. Nobody cares about this backstory. Like, we don't need it.
Got to pad out
So
this runtime.
I know, but as soon as you should have seen the exaggerated eye roll I must have given when he starts telling the story around the campfire, I was like, you have got to be fucking kidding me right now. I get it. I fucking get it.
I love that, again, he's just like, you know, oh my gosh, reminds me of this Mexican folk tale about this, you know, specific thing. But then he's like, well, but did the piñata come alive? Or they ask, like, well, did the piñata come alive in the folk story, you know? And he's like, well, I don't know. And then Lisa's like, gosh, you know, I thought it was just because I was really fucking high, but now that you mention it, I think I released the pain and suffering of an entire village.
Oh yeah, she
That,
was
I think
like,
that
that
is
was the
what happened.
exact sound that I heard. And I'm like, girl, you wouldn't know what that sound sounded like. What? She's like, I couldn't put my finger on it. But now that you mention it, that was the sound of the pain and suffering of a whole entire village that I was
Yeah,
hearing. I thought it was just really good weed.
I thought she, and then I just thought she was just trying to flirt with Kyle, being like, well, you know, now that you mention, actually, that's exactly what I felt. So then fucking Tina's like, what now? Who the fuck? And that's why that, and that's probably why Tina's like, this whole thing's fucking bullshit. We don't have proof. And then
Like, girl,
something,
no.
and then what did he say? Like, fucking Kyle's just like, well, you know, they're finding proof of the Old Testament every day. And I was like, are they?
What? Who are they?
Yeah, who is doing this?
And where?
Yeah.
When?
But again, I mean, they're just going to believe him because he's the resident historian. And again, probably some guy with a hist like a not even completed bachelor's in history,
Yeah,
you
he could
know?
fuck right off.
Yeah. So, Doug and Carmen, I guess, who are together, right? They get to
Yes.
camp. I've been confusing Connie and Carmen this whole time.
Yeah, same.
And then we cut to the next morning, I guess, well, because the boats are trashed and they're like, well, I guess, and the pinata is just like letting them get a good night's sleep.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to care about the camp area. I thought there was going to be like some reason why it couldn't go in the camp area because they really like emphasize that they're safe there up until the end.
Yeah,
And
like
for
up
all
until
the
they're not.
backstory, yeah, for all the backstory that they give, it's like, why the fuck not? Why not add another layer of complexity to this stupid movie and just say that maybe like there's some sort of ancient curse on this tiny particular part of the land because that's where like the shaman lived or something.
Or like an amulet that is, that one of the kids has because they are actually like the ancestor. Like, so it's like their great, 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 just like through the family. And they're like, I don't know what this is. It's probably just junk. My mom gave it to me, but she's dead and I miss her, so I keep it. But then it turns out, like, you see this bullshit in movies all the time, right? And then it's the amulet that turns out, like, oh wow, like the coincidence of that being what keeps it at bay. I don't
Yeah.
know.
I mean, any of that would have worked for me, honestly.
Let me in that writer's room. Come on, guys. So,
Gosh. Of Pinata Survival Island, Demon Island.
and you know what? Before I get in too forward, this this whole panty contest, I was like, the whole time I just kept getting distracted of thinking like, this would be better served in some 80s teen comedy where you've got two competing like frats, right? And sororities, right? And you've got, the jocks and the rich kids, right? And then you've got kind of like the real like nerd cast off
Yeah,
ones,
perfect.
and they have to compete in an underwear con like collecting contest, right?
Okay.
And then I think in the movie, my idea of this teen fish, theoretical teen movie is that,
It's not a slasher, though, the one that you're conceptualizing.
oh no, this is just like a Revenge of the Nerds
Okay,
knockoff.
gotcha.
So these cast out, nerdy types are able to like rally and come from behind, but then you find out that they both have their bags of underwear and they do the count and they're at a virtual tie, Natalie.
Whoa.
But the rules, according to the college, are that the reigning champion gets to win in the event of a tie. So, which would be like, it's always been the rich guys and the jocks, right?
Okay.
So the nerds are like, fuck, we got so close. But then they were like, you know what? But, we got to learn more about each other and work together as a team. So it's okay. We'll be all right, blah, blah, blah. And then here's what happens, Natalie, is that there's a girl who was dating the one of the rich jock guys
Okay.
and then gets spurned by him because she's like, wait, you don't like me for who I am, like you just like me because of this. And then he's like, yeah, babe, what's the problem? Beautiful rich people stay together. That's what we do, blah blah blah. So what if I fool around with your friend? Whatever. And she's like, like, what is my whole life? What is this? So she defects from the popular rich kid jocks, goes to the nerds, right? Finds whatever like relationship like with them, because maybe she used to be a nerd and then like turned her back on the nerds to be with the cool people, and
Because
then
she
she
got
finds,
hot.
yeah, and then she finds she gets all vatted and then turns around, comes back to them, and check this. Here's what happens. It comes at a virtual tie, and then she goes, wait, reaches down her pants, pulls out her underwear, tosses it
Somehow
on.
just slip out.
Yeah, it's just slip out and tosses it on the pile and then looks across to her ex and says, that's the last time you'll be seeing these. Right? And then everyone erupts into like applause. The nerds win. It's like the whole like dynasty has shifted, like there's a power shift among these frats now. What do you think?
How long had you been thinking about this?
Enough that it totally ruined my watch the first time, and I had to watch it again today to like actually
You
pay
were just
attention to the
coming up with
plot.
the whole this whole plot to this other movie that you've made up in your head.
I got so distracted. Natalie, I've
Oh
got
my
such bad
God.
ADHD, and there is absolutely a good difference between when I don't take my meds and when I do. I just get so off in a different space. I'm thinking about this, and I think that would be a great teen movie. What do you think?
I really love that you walked us through your whole mental journey, and I'll give your idea 2.5 booze.
Thanks. So, Next morning, May 6th. It's funny because I think it shows on the screen May 6th. But I don't think, because I know it goes into May 7th, and I don't think it goes on screen saying May 7th either. I
Does
don't
it
get
go through
it.
two nights?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it does. Yeah, okay.
So the group wants to look for the others. Lisa's like, fuck that. And also, by the way,
I assume
everybody,
they're dead.
yeah, they should be dead. And by the way, everybody, I am the only one in this group right now that has seen this thing and is still alive,
I'll be listening to Lisa.
to my knowledge at least. And but they're just like, you know, brothers and sisters, right? We got to stick together. And she's just like, fuck, dude, y'all are gonna outvote me. I'm gonna be here by my fucking self. Fine, I'm just gonna come with you. So she
I don't
does.
know, man. I think I would have stayed at the camp if you had that long without seeing that thing. I'd
Yeah.
assume that the camp was safe.
I'd be like, I think someone should hang out at camp just to
Yeah. Be
fetch
a
any of the
pinpoint.
others, right? I don't know. They go off eventually, you know, they run across again. This thing's a petty little fuck because they come across this mutilated deer. So it must have just been running through rampants, this deer. I was like, let me slice you up, an idiot, and
Yeah,
just keeps
fuck you,
running.
dear.
Yeah, fuck you, deer.
And would a deer live on an island like that?
Maybe. I don't know. So they keep going, and again, this I wrote down as an example of like, man, they're really trying to pad out this time because you have this moment where Doug says, "Hey guys, oh shit, I think I got like a pebble in my shoe or something. You know, you all just go ahead. I'll catch up with you." And you see, like, you know, there might be some tension building music. I was like, oh, okay, he's gonna die right here. I was already putting in my notes, being like, how fucking dumb it is. I'm like, literally, you all are just finding dead bodies. You all agree to stick together. You make it 30 seconds. And he's like, oh, no, y'all just go ahead. I'm just gonna stay here by myself.
How long realistically would it take you to get a pebble out of your shoe? Fucking 30 seconds? They're all like, oh, we better keep going. We
I'd do
can't
that.
wait for Doug. He's holding us back.
I'd do that shit so quick.
Yeah.
And I'd
Yeah,
be like, you
that's.
all need to circle around me and create like a shield.
Yeah, since I'm
Yeah.
vulnerable without one shoe.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, that was the silliest thing.
So they let him go and they walk like maybe for like an extra like 30 seconds. And then Nicholas Brendan's just like, damn, you know what? I said we gotta stick together. Let's stick together. So
No,
they go back.
he says, this is dumb.
Yeah.
We should
Let's stick
stick
together.
together.
So they just go back and get him. And then I'm just like, you did not need any of this. You could have cut all of that right out and
Yeah.
just get to the part where Doug actually dies. Again, it didn't even matter if he was with the group or not, because they kept walking and didn't even realize that he gets picked off by this thing and by this like
Just do a
sentient.
head count every 30 seconds.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if this was like a sentient vine or if. You know, this pinata is like the fucking predator, right? Because it has like the weird heat vision, can jump through trees and shit.
That's true. He does have weird heat vision.
You know, MacGyver's the fucking island with traps and shit.
I love it.
But this kill's kind of dumb, you know, because this noose gets thrown around Doug's neck, and then they hang him up like a pinata. But I think he just hangs there and just dies, and that's it.
Yeah, I think so too.
Because then they're all like, where's Doug? I just saw him. He was just right behind us. And then they walk over, like, literally right below his.
And he's like making choking sounds, and they're like,
Oh, yeah. And they're just like,
where could
oh,
he
I don't know.
be?
I don't know. All right, we'll see you later. Or actually, no, they just go, oh, where's Doug? I don't know. And then two of them panic and say, ah, see, we need to go back. We need to
Yeah.
break up. We need to not stick as a group. You know, we're running back to the camp. So Carmen and Lisa go do that. And then even like Tina's just like tries to go get them. And then Kyle's just like, ah, forget about them. Let them go. Maybe
They had to figure their
they'll
shit
get back
out.
to camp. We'll see.
Yeah.
They don't even make it that far because Lisa's got to pee.
Oh my
So
God.
the pinata's got its chance. See,
Okay,
and
if she's
that's.
like chugging the water while they're like hiking,
Yeah.
I'm like, girl, why are you so thirsty?
Yeah. See, this is where I'd be like, hey, okay, dude, if you need to take a rock out of your shoe, hey, you know, you got to pee. All right, everybody, we've got 30 seconds. Go do it. You go do what you
Yeah.
need to do. we'll stand, recon or whatever, and then we keep moving, But what can you do? So while Lisa's peeing behind a tree, this is when Carmen dies. Carmen's death's pretty funny. Only because, boy, that thing fucking disrespects her. It swings down and first just slaps her in the fucking face. Right? Like a fucking asshole.
Bitch
Just swings
slaps
from a tree branch and just like while hanging on this vine, just swings by, just slaps her in the face and keeps going. It's
and
so funny.
assuming he's made out of what, like clay? So he's probably pretty, like, that's a hard hit.
Oh, that'd be a hard hit. Yeah, with that, with like that pendulum kind
Oh,
of,
yeah. Ouch.
velocity or whatever. Yeah. Well, so she's dead. And Lisa is able to run away. Hopefully she was able to finish peeing. And she's able to find Tina and Kyle. And then Kyle's just like, all right, I've had enough of this. I'm gonna go back into the woods on my own to go find this thing. Which is where he manages to find Monica, right? Who's still alive. Also having now visions of the pinata and the villagers. It's weird that, I guess,
You
who
like
gets those
see him?
visions and who doesn't?
Maybe if you see it and it doesn't kill you, you get the visions.
Yeah, like it doesn't kill you, makes you stronger situation, like the Kelly Clarkson song.
There you go, exactly like the Kelly Clarkson song.
I think she was
This
talking
is what
about
it
the
was about.
pinata. Yeah. And then of course, like I said, my first watch, there were a lot of things that were just really distracting for me. And one of them was, that era in high school when that shift back and forth between single strap backpack wearing and double strap backpack wearing, I remember they made a
Well,
thing.
this is why the majority of our listeners are 38 to 44 because of these references. Sum 41, Kelly Clarkson, backpack
Well, because I'm seeing fucking Kyle walking around with one strap whole time, always one strap, and I'm like, bro, I know it was in to have one strap, but I'm like, do you know how hard it is to
in
run
2002.
with a full backpack with one strap? Like, put that shit on both, dude, if you want to get some speed. That thing will just slow you down.
He's too cool.
He's too cool, and that was the thing. You could
At least he
tell.
die at least he dies cool.
Not Kyle.
No, I
He
mean like
lives.
at least he would die cool if he did, he's prepared.
Yeah. To be fair, yeah. If it was
You're
double
gonna die
strap,
like
it'd
an
be like,
idiot with his double strap backpack.
yeah. See, I like where, and I don't even know if we're still in this era anymore, where the fanny pack came back and was like, this is pretty cool.
Yeah, people still wear fanny packs, but now they wear them like across their chest.
Now it's, yeah, you can't call them fanny packs anymore. They have to be cool and be called crossbody bags.
Belt bag.
Sure.
That's the cool name for it.
Wow.
Trust me.
Thanks. So, and then I guess somehow Tina and Lisa split up because, like, you got this, then it cuts to Lisa just running blindly
Tina's just
through.
like, fuck, I'm not running after her.
Yeah, I'd be like, I'm not expending my energy. She might as well get died. She wants to bring attention to herself. Fucking go for
Yeah,
it.
absolutely.
And then this is where Lisa dies. For all this, Lisa, for trying to be the most careful one, you show up, hear some noises in a tent, and go, oh, hey, it's my old friends. What are you guys doing in there making noise by yourself? And pokes her head in and just, yeah, absolutely. It's the fucking pinata going through their shit, eating their candy. I don't know, whatever it's fucking doing.
Also kind of a bummer though, because you get quite a bit of screen time with Lisa, and then you get like an off-screen kill. Like you see her
Yeah.
being dragged into the tent for an extended amount of time, but you don't get to see
Any blood?
any blood. Yeah. There is one point though where you hear like some sort of crunching going on, probably with her legs and the pinata, and she makes a really crazy face. Like she's in like it like I don't know, like a terrifier like type of pain face she makes for like 2 seconds and then goes back to just screaming
Yeah.
again. But I was like, okay. I was like, she this actress was giving it her all, I think.
100%. Tina gets there, but it's too late. And then she starts getting chased by the pinata.
But she is in shape. She's ready for a fucking long distance run.
Oh yeah, 100%. She's intercepted by Kyle and Monica. And this is a whole weird scene where they pull her behind this tree and they all stay quiet. And just on the other side of this tree is the pinata. Just, he knows they're there and is just standing there.
No, he doesn't know they're there.
Okay, but he just stays in that one spot all fucking night because it cuts to like hours
For
later.
a while. Yeah, like they're like, how do we get rid of him?
And yeah, so it takes them hours to come to the conclusion, oh, let's just take something, throw it. That'll distract it and we'll run away. It took you how long to figure that out?
Yeah, that's. They were scared, Kyle. They were
I
scared.
suppose so. So their plan is to look for the ATVs, not because they need the ATVs, but they need the gasoline, not
One
for
ATV.
one ATV. And they don't need the gasoline for the boat because the boats are fucked. But they want to use this gasoline, I guess, to help defend themselves, you know, set the shit on fire, you know, I don't know. What does he say? It's like, it's time we stop being hunted and do the hunting and do the
Yeah.
hunt or do the hunting.
Yeah.
Really
Gee,
bad.
it's, yeah, it's pretty bad.
And then again, like fucking, I just notice it every fucking movie where it happens, where someone siphons gas with their mouth,
It
you
has
know?
happened a lot in the movies we've been talking about.
And I forgot to watch it. I was like, I hope she doesn't kiss him again after that. Because he just has a ma
I don't think she does.
Okay, I'm good. Because she's thinking like, or maybe she's supposed to. And then she was like, at the end, like, we can't do that. He has a mouthful of fucking gasoline. I'm not gonna. Why would I do
Yeah.
that? It's gross. You know? I
Gross.
don't know. So they get the gasoline. They continue on. They do find Paul, who is hung from a tree and dropped on top of them. Yeah. Whoops. Monica's kind of losing it too at this
Oh, yeah.
point. But then now we get this Home Alone montage back at the camp where they start using the gasoline
Booby
to,
trapping.
yeah, like I guess kind of booby trapping. Like, you know, they're just pouring gasoline on different things.
Hey, they put like a whole rope system
Rope net trap
situation.
thing.
Yeah. To which I'm like, I couldn't do things like that. Like I don't know how. I wasn't a Girl Scout. Like, I don't know. Well, I guess I'd have to be a Boy Scout because Girl Scouts just get to bake cookies. Do they still only bake cookies? Or they don't even bake those cookies
No, but I that
or
was
sell
my
cookies.
that you must have got that from me. I don't know because I feel like I've told this story before, but when I was a kid, I thought, and unfortunately, and I'm sorry, I was a kid, I didn't know. I thought that yeah, that's what the Girl Scouts did is they went to some
That's
factory and made the cookies, and the boys went out and you
camped and
know
tied knots and make
camped
booby
and
traps.
tied knots and yeah, maybe trapped pinatas. I don't know. But you know, now I know. They do a lot of the same stuff.
Now they do.
Yeah. But then I'm just like, so Boy Scouts don't sell cookies, right? Or any treats of
No,
some sort.
that's girl shit. Are you kidding? Men can't sell cookies. Is that the
No.
impression you want to give young boys?
Well, yeah, that they can sell
Yeah,
cookies. Yeah,
I'm being
absolutely.
sarcastic, obviously.
So they are able to lure the pinata into the camp, and it's a trap. You think that it is Monica sitting there as the bait, you know,
Love
say
this, like, this stupid trick.
I hate listening to the stuff that she's saying, because it's not, she's just talking to herself to just, you know, lure it in. And it's like, oh, maybe I should speak Spanish. Yo quiero Taco Bell,
Oh, yeah.
blah, blah, blah. And it's just
Fucking
like,
2002. Ugh.
yeah. And it's just so awful. I hate Monica so much. And I just hate the writing of this so much.
Yeah.
But it does at least work on the pinata because he swings his now axe hammer situation thing, and it's not Monica's head, it's a watermelon on a
Love
fake
it.
body. So then they use the net situation, which they doused in gasoline, which isn't the worst idea,
It's
right?
not the worst plan, no.
Yeah, unfortunately it just doesn't work immediately because they
Yeah.
set it on fire, but it breaks free and then fucking, takes a swing at Monica. I thought killed Monica, but just knocks her out.
Yeah, I thought Monica was dead for sure.
Yeah. It corners Tina, which I can't say it the same way she does it, but I laughed out loud where it was like almost like in slow motion and she's being cornered and she just goes, shit. Like, and that starts to be, it was really funny. And then Kyle pulls a trick from the pinata book
Oh my
and
God.
swings from a vine and is
It's
able to kick it out of the way.
that shit is so fucking dumb.
It's so dumb.
And he's so low to the ground too. Like he's only like probably like a foot off the
Yeah.
ground.
So he's able to distract it. And it gets dumber, Natalie. He's able to hold this thing off while Tina gets to work putting some sort of device together.
It's a Molotov cocktail.
Well, yeah, I guess so. Where it's gasoline inside a canteen that she connects, or maybe sticks a rag in, connects to some handcuffs. Runs up behind it and handcuffs it to the top of his head and just says like, what did she say? Like, choke on this fucker, or I forget
Yeah.
what she says exactly.
Something stupid like that.
And don't get me wrong, this is pretty funny watching it just kind of run around being like,
There's something
ah,
on my head and my arms can't reach.
my little arms can't do it. They're able to escape. Monica comes to. They do the jump with the explosion in the background.
Explosion from that tiny bottle is unreal.
Yeah. And that's it. We killed the pinata. Yeah. We cut to the next morning, Natalie. So now we're at May 7th. You've got campus police
I
coming up and rounding up the bodies.
was like, why aren't there real police?
And because the only real police are these two brothers that look exactly alike.
The twin detective.
Yeah, oh my gosh. They only work on cases as pairs.
Are they on the cast list?
Well, it's absolutely the writers and directors.
Yes, Detective One and Detective Two. It
Yeah,
is.
I was well, because when I saw them, I was like, "Oh, immediately, oh, I'm sure that's got to be them."
I didn't think that right away, and then when I saw that they had the same last name, because I didn't look at it till like right afterwards, I was like, oh, these twins.
And then they're like, yeah, what the fuck happened? And they're like, you're not gonna believe us or something. I don't know. And then you do a quick shot of, the pinata one more time, and then
Such a weird ending, like it's so
we made it.
abrupt.
I know.
Yeah. I think aside from this movie having two different or maybe three different titles, the biggest disappointment is that we don't get Jamie Priestley in this really great bikini that's on the cover.
Oh, when they're somehow like Jesus just floating on water in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah,
Like, how
because
far are they
she's
out from the coast
they're
or from the
so
beach right
far.
there?
And she's got this like neon yellow bottom with like this like cute like vest pink top. And I was like, ooh, I can't wait to see that bikini. We never see that bikini, which makes me really sad, but it's okay.
I would have wanted to see a scene with the pinata wearing some of the underwear.
Why would he be wearing the underwear? Like, I can understand why you would want to see it, but why would he be wearing the underwear?
I don't know, just because I want to see it. Because I think it'd be funny.
Just
Because who
running
cares?
around. He's like, you know what? I was just feeling a little zesty, put a little pizzazz on it, a little razzle dazzle.
And that's the end of our movie, Natalie. Did I miss anything?
I don't think so. No.
Okay.
I think you covered it.
I was looking through the Wikipedia plot. Unlike Blood Harvest, it looks like it's sufficient enough. I feel
It
like I don't need
is
to make any
adjustments.
updates. Yeah.
Yeah, I did look at the Wikipedia plot as well. To be your new hobby.
Natalie, God help me. What are the taglines for this movie?
This is fun because this movie only has two taglines, which I figured you'd appreciate. And I actually like both of them a lot.
Okay.
Okay. The first one. You don't get voted off this island, you get slaughtered off.
You know, I was wondering, like, that's it, because that's about when Survivor started, right? It was early
Right?
2000s, right?
Yeah.
So I could see why there would be some island
Island.
and why they'd
Like
want to call it Survivor
intrigue.
Island or whatever at first, but you know.
Yeah, I like that one. And then my favorite, A Weekend to Dismember.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I saw
It's
that
pretty
one.
fun. Yeah, I like it. So I think it's got two great taglines for a not so great movie.
Yeah. Whew. Okay. Boo scores. You want me to go first, or would you like to?
Why don't you go first?
Okay. Before we started recording, I asked Natalie, I was like, hey, can you just be a pal and collect some of the worst reviewed movies we've done, because I really don't know where to put this movie. Trust me, it's going to be at the bottom, but where at the bottom? You know what I mean? And I was thinking, like, well, I don't think this is the worst movie we've covered.
No, and I think I have proof of that.
Can you just, quickly just rattle off some of our 1.5 and lower boo scores for me?
Of course. Okay, so we'll start with the most far away to most recent. So Final Destination 4.
Yeah, it's real bad.
It's real bad.
That's worse than this movie.
I don't agree. I gave Final Destination 4 one boo. You gave it half a boo.
Okay.
Okay. Then we have Eraserhead, which you gave three boos. That wasn't one of your low-ranked movies, but I did put it because I gave it one boo. So just for reference for everyone.
Insane.
Yeah, I'm sure there are many people who disagree with me. Boo hoo. Then we have Stay Alive. We both gave that one boo.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Okay. Then we have Blood Harvest at
Great.
half a boo for both of
Yeah.
us.
This is a better movie than Blood Harvest.
And for the record, Kyle did also pick Blood Harvest
Yeah.
and Stay Alive.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I picked Ghost Ship, though, which we both gave half a boo. So just so everyone has a picture of what the bottom of the barrel looks like for us.
There was one specific movie that came to mind when I was like, okay, this is a better movie than that movie. And it was, remember when we did Urban Legend, Final Cut?
Oh yeah, I didn't put that one on here because I disagreed with you so hard.
What did I give that one? 1 or 1.5? Because it's at least as good or better than that movie.
I still firmly disagree. You gave Urban Legend Final Cut one. I gave it 1.5. And before we started recording, I did declare that I probably would bump Urban Legend Final Cut up to two boos.
It's fucking dumb.
I don't give a shit.
So I will say, okay, it's not, but I don't want to commit to 1.5. So I'm going to stick with a 1. But here's the thing. This is the most watchable one boo movie that we've covered, as far as I'm concerned. Because look, is it dumb? Yes. Is it just somehow so long and so padded, but still so short of a movie? Is it so unentertaining that you start going off on random tangents of thought of some hypothetical teen nerd movie? Maybe. But you know what? Look, I like some of the bones breaking. I like testicles being ripped out and shown to somebody. I think that there is not a good movie I don't recommend it to anybody. I would not watch it if it was in a theater. However, if you just found yourself in just the wildest of circumstances and you're just watching this movie, there's worse things. Not many, but there are. And ones that we've covered. So I think one is fair because 1.5, I feel like that feels generous.
That feels too generous, but you're giving it like a solid one boo.
Yeah, absolutely. Like a very an encouraged one boo. How about
So,
you?
like, you would rather watch this over Stay Alive, which you also gave one boo.
Huh.
Think about the kills in Stay Alive, because that's what I was just doing in my head.
There aren't any, or like it's
There.
all off screen, or it's a PG-13 horror movie, right? So I would say there's things that I like about that at least the production quality is a little better in that movie
Oh,
than it
yeah, for
is
sure. Better
in
budget.
Demon Survival Pinata Island. But so they're good and different. They're as bad and have a couple things that are different from each other to enjoy in different ways. So yeah, one's good. I'll stick with that.
Okay.
How about you?
That was a journey.
Thank you. It was a many day journey. Thank you.
Stupid fucking movie. All right. Okay, looking at this list of our like low scored movies, I'm also gonna give this movie one boo. I came into it with a score of one boo because, and I feel confident about that now because I would not rather watch Blood Harvest. And I definitely would want to watch this over Ghost Ship. Ghost Ship does have better production quality too, but I think that one is that one also rated PG-13?
No, I think it's rated R.
It does not deserve that already. Oh, because there's titties, but there's not good kills in that movie either. I appreciate that this pinata is like putting in a little bit of work and we get a little bit of gore. We also get a brief titty suck. When they're sitting on the log, which you did leave out. But I
And
remember I saw
he
that and I was like,
politely,
whoa.
you don't see anything 'cause he's like has his mouth on it and then very like politely and discreetly puts it just tucks it back in
I'm
to her
sure that
shirt.
that was, I'm sure that was like very much like she didn't want to show her nipple. They
Yeah.
were like, don't worry, his mouth is going to be on it the whole time.
Yeah, and I'll be like, I'm only allowing this because you're Harvey from
Because
Sabrina,
it's
teenage
Harvey from
witch.
Sabrina. Yep, I'd be like, yep, I'm gonna whip
I'll
that titty right out.
Yeah.
Just one. Just the one.
Just want
Since we're on camera.
Yeah. And then you're getting your testicles ripped out.
Yeah, so that also helped its boo score. I would not leave this movie on if I was in a hotel. And I would not recommend it to anyone, even if they are fans of Nicholas Brendon or Jamie Priestley too. I don't feel like this is their best work. But again, this was definitely better. Like, I just keep thinking about Blood Harvest. Like,
I would argue this is probably Nicholas Brendon's second best work.
can't think of anything else that he's in.
Yeah, and I can't imagine it being that much better, right?
Yeah. So like as I was watching it, I was like, Jesus Christ, maybe Kyle shouldn't be allowed to pick out movies that I'm not aware of anymore or that I haven't
Definitely.
seen or screened. That might be going forward, that might be one of the rules. But you know what? It was fun to watch something that is fun to make fun of.
I
Fun, fun,
agree.
fun.
Thank you. That's all I got, Natalie. Again, I'm still living on island time, so I'm doing okay. I love it. I'm gonna go make myself a nice little fun fruity cocktail.
Little pina colada.
Yeah, absolutely. Go swing around at some piñatas. But I don't know. You got anything else to say about Pinata Demon Survival Island?
I sure don't.
Okay. And I think so because I this is probably gonna be the last we ever speak of this.
I doubt it. Sometimes I feel like these clunker movies end up coming up again and again.
Yeah.
It's our curse.
Yeah, it's just always going to find a way to just cast itself back ashore.
Absolutely.
Right, everybody. Take care. Oh boy. I hope you didn't watch this, to be honest. But good on you if you did. And thanks for listening.
Yeah, if you did, amazing job. And if you listened and you got this far, wow, thank you.
If you could put any Buffy alum, one male and one female, to fight a demon pinata on an island, like who'd you throw out there?
I think I would pick Charisma Carpenter,
Mm.
who plays Cordelia, because she's so fun. I wish
Yeah.
she was in more things,
Me too.
but she's not, and that's okay. And maybe I would pair her up. Ooh, I would pair her with James Marsters,
Okay, I was worried
because
that
I
you were going to
love him.
come. I was worried that you were going to come to the same pair I did, because I was also going to say Charisma Carpenter and Anthony Head. I think those
That was
two would be.
he was one of my I think he was my first choice, but I like the idea of like her and James Marsters being like sexy on the island because I'm picturing them in 2002. Not that Anthony Head isn't sexy. Don't get me wrong.
I like the gravitas that he would bring. And I think a little bit more fish out of water. Like, he would work at this mythical research facility that we never see in this
Oh,
movie.
yeah, true.
And he would have maybe some information about, like, oh yeah, we've been getting some weird readings of energy coming from this area. And just like, whoa, and I don't know.
I think that
It'd be great.
some of the, well, I know you haven't watched much of Buffy, but I think most Buffy fans would agree some of the best interactions are between Charisma Carpenter as Cordelia and Giles.
Because they're the
Like,
furthest on the
they're so,
spectrum of,
yeah, they're
yeah,
really
personalities.
fun. Yeah, they're very fun together, the way that they play off each other, because she's smart but dumb and mean, and he's smart and impatient.
Yeah. And yeah,
Good
maybe just
question.
here on out, every movie will be like, who would you replace with Buffy characters?
I love that.
Yeah, I'm sure you would. That's why this is gonna be the last of it.
Bye.
All right, everybody. Take care, collect your underwear, and
Don't throw it around in the woods.
yeah, Jesus, don't litter.
Put it in
Stop.
a drawer, like a normal person,
I
in
just
a
don't
hamper.
yeah, I just don't trust the situation. And again, like, yeah, who's sponsoring this? Is it, I guess it must be the like alumni foundation, maybe, of some of those frat and sorority houses, I'd
Yeah,
suppose. But
I guess so.
I'm thinking this, you need to have some sort of like, some, business sponsorships doing a thing. Like, this needs to be sponsored by Red Bull or by like Dave and Buster's or some shit. I don't know.
Like, mainly because if you're going to make a mess on an island, like, I'm gonna need a cleanup crew of 100 plus people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well paid so that they don't half-ass it.
So dumb. Yeah, I think that the underwear search party would have just been way more, tolerable in my hypothetical movie than this one.
Okay, I'll take that. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. It should just be dumb kids going there for research, to like research the island. I don't know. I guess, yeah, if you still want an underwear party, if you can fit one in, just do it.
What would the title of your movie be?
Oh, and this one?
Your pretend movie
Oh, my pretend nerd
that you
movie.
wrote pretty much a whole script for. You can always share in the next episode too. Keep everybody in suspense.
I mean, I don't know. Off the top of my head, like, you'd do something, maybe a little more broad, like Frat Cats. I don't know.
Frat cats.
Frat Cats, the movie. Or,
Party Island.
yeah, I'm just trying to think, like, what are all the different words for underwear? How I don't know if I need it to be the, like, underwear needs to be the focus of it, because that just
No.
happens to be like the final just college competition event, you know what I
Yeah.
mean?
Because and you want the underwear surprise to be a surprise, so you can't focus too much on the underwear.
Yeah. So
Like frat cats.
thank you. Frat Cats, the movie starring a young Jerry O'Connell,
Oh yeah.
and I'm trying to get I'm trying to
He'd
think
be
who
one of
get
the mean popular jocks.
100%, and I'm trying to think who would get all catted, you know, Phoebe Cates. I don't know if they're even close to the same age. I don't think they are. I think she's older
Think so. Yeah,
than
she's
he is.
older.
But I do like, there's some other, isn't there some other college movie that has like cats in the title that
Are you just thinking of
Jerry O'Connell's
Tomcats?
in?
Yeah,
Yeah,
I love
that's
that
what it
movie.
is. Oh, I'm sure
It
you
also has
do.
Gary Busey, I think.
Oh, awesome. Hell yeah.
Jake
I get
Busey.
oh, also good. Oh yeah, just put Gary Busey. Just he's
Just put him in a backwards
yeah.
walk.
Ah, what a good movie. Look at us. We could still do it. Still make that movie. Yeah. All right, everybody. God, we're still talking.
You're gonna have to edit this down.
Yeah. Take care, everybody. 3, 2, 1, ghost. Thank you for listening to our episode on Demon Island, aka Pinata Survival Island. If you like what you heard, please check out our other episodes and leave us a 5-boo review on whichever platform you listen on. You can also follow us on Instagram at 321GhostPod, where we'd love to hear your thoughts on the movies we covered. And feel free to suggest a movie for us to watch too. Next week, we're back to our franchise series with A Nightmare on Elm Street Part 4, The Dream Master. And that's all for now. Kick back, take off those handcuffs, and make a toast to your burrows with a cold one. Bye, everybody. 3, 2, 1, ghost.